The fellow met an acquaintance on the street, and they began to talk. And he said, "And how's your wife?" And the fellow said, "Oh, she's gone to heaven." And the fellow said, "Well, I'm sad." And then he realizes that wasn't the right thing to say. Well, I'm happy. That wasn't right either. Well, I'm surprised. Sometimes we do say the wrong things, just as Jeremiah does in the first reading and Paul in the Gospel, and Peter in the Gospel. In the first reading, Jeremiah speaks very harsh words, bold and disrespectful words to God. "You duped me. You lied to me. You fooled me." And those words are very bold, very disrespectful. And he says it because he's very angry and depressed that his ministry is so difficult. People won't listen. And people rebuke him and revile him for his words. And in reality, God told him from the very beginning of his call that that would be his way. And Jeremiah would have to repent of his disrespect and head back to the mission that he was to preach, the gospel message. He would ultimately... All the prophets, all preachers, all of us experience some of the same thing. Some people listen and repent. Some people don't. What the church teaches, some people listen and seek to follow that way. Other people deny it, say it's oppressive. People deny and say, "Well, that's your truth, that's not my truth." As if there's a difference in truth. Truth is conformity with reality. People deny what is true all the time. Just recently in the United Kingdom, there was a woman who was silently praying across the street from an abortion clinic. No sign, she was just standing there praying. She was arrested. In our own country, just a few days ago, some pro-lifers were arrested, tried, and convicted and sent to prison for trying to save the lives of unborn children. In our world, people deny what is true. What is true is still true. Man and woman are as God created them and cannot change their sex by hormones or surgery. Marriage is still a relationship between one man and one woman that is for life, and the spouses are called to fidelity and openness to children. In the gospel, Peter, who last Sunday was praised by the Lord, given a new name called Peter, and said, "You're the rock on which I will build my church," this Sunday, Peter takes Jesus aside and says, "God forbid that this should happen to you." And Jesus has to rebuke him. He says, "Get behind me, Satan." Because Jesus knows what's going to happen and what's supposed to happen. And he says, "Peter, you're looking at things like humanity does. Like with human wisdom, where the values of this world are all that is of concern. But the reality is this world is passing away. The wisdom of God leads to something greater." Jesus tells Peter and the apostles and us too that we have to deny ourselves, take up our crosses, and follow. We have to turn from human wisdom, the values of this world, to seek the values of the world to come. The wisdom of God leads us to a world that will not pass away. And we need to look beyond what our eyes can see to what God reveals to us. It is as Paul says in the second reading. We are to ask for God's mercy that we may offer our bodies, our lives, as a living sacrifice. And he says, don't let yourself be conformed to this world, but be transformed by God's grace to a renewed mind, heart, and soul. So come to understand God's will, God's wisdom, to know what is good, pleasing, and perfect. to live as true disciples, apostles, and evangelists, that doing God's will each day, by his grace, we may receive the fullness of eternal life in the world that will not end.